one the other day. Yeah.
We kicked you out because we had fun to talk about you and we didn't want you here.
Nobody else seems to care.
Okay, the discussion's back, pretty good.
Back in open session now.
Wait.
Okay.
Well, does anybody have any? I cut you off because we were getting off.
Is there any point in time where someone higher up in the courts will say, look, this is a waste of time, so I don't suggest.
No, I'm just hoping that they realize that there are limits as to what they can do and request. In the attorney general's, or in the response to the AG, the phone thing, I said there was a dead issue, but I used that to bring up, they can't ask for stuff that you don't have. And I tried to make that clear, and I'm hoping that educates them. The only thing that's going to help is education on them. When they realize that there are certain things that they can't ask for. And if they narrow their scope and they ask for stuff that they're entitled to ask for, well, hey, you've got to respond. And they can continue to do this. The statute, if you look at the Freedom of Information statute, and then there's a case that, in fact, it was a case that I cited in the response to the Attorney General's office. They indicate in there that one of your functions is to provide documentation to the public. And as much as furnishing water, that's one of your functions, is to provide documentation to the public.
I'm like Roger, somebody up above them ought to see that a lot of nonsense coming in because they're doing this to not only us, but several other firms.
And I know of no one they've ever quit. I know of no public body that they have started on that they have left alone. They're still after Roger Eddy.
Are there more and more of them?
Roger Eddy, what are they after Roger for?
Roger was at I talked to Roger the other day on another matter, and I said, by the way, you're on my hit list. He said, well, Bob, what did I do to you? I said, well, since you left, they've been picking on me. He said, oh, no, I was at a hearing with them 2 weeks ago in Springfield. Those two guys, the hearing officer and Roger, and then charges of misuse of public funds. And after 15 or 20 minutes, the hearing officer said, what am I doing here? And they said, well, all these stupid charges. And the hearing officer repeated, he says, what am I doing here? He said, nothing that you said means anything to me. And you know what one of them said? He even called Bob Kaufman. Remember that meeting he called me here? I stepped outside. And they said, they even called Bob Kaufman at a meeting. And Roger said, is that on?
Yeah.
Yes. Roger said they came to this school board meeting, wouldn't sign in, wouldn't give them the name. And for some reason, he knew it was in Paris. He said, I called Bob to find out who these idiots were. And he said, he identified them before I had described them. And the hearing officer said, this hearing's over. And they've summoned him again. They've got another charge against him.
Well, they're insistent, aren't they?
All of them on government.
Well, maybe if they lose the case and we charge them for lawyer's fees, maybe that'll change their attitude.
Has anybody else retained an attorney to fuss over? County board or anybody like that?
I'm not so sure that several people haven't.
Already have. They've had the same problem with other people.
Who all are they after, Bob? What other agencies? I know they're after Crestwood School,
because
that's...
Crestwood, the City of Paris, Edgar County, the 911 Board, Mass Transportation,
Animal Shelter,
Library,
the Animal Shelter,
Senior Citizens.
Are they after the Senior Citizens?
Mass Transit.
I'll say this much, they don't discriminate, do they?
No, they
don't. Well, how do you do all that?
Well, when you're on a government pension, you've got all the time in the world.
Nothing else to do.
I can't imagine why you'd want to do it.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know either. Make a lot of friends.
Well, if they get their way and everybody gets kicked off of all these boards, who they got? Have they got enough people on their side to run for all these positions?
As far as I can determine so far, there are two, maybe three people.
Did Lisa tell you that we have a FOIA request for that information from Brad Holbrook?
Did Lisa tell you what I said about that?
I can't imagine. I don't want to hear it. The lady's present.
He's our hand-picked person.
All the more important that this board hang together.
And I asked Roger why the Democratic Party didn't beat him. Because he's very open to be beat. They just drew the new lines. Those are 10-year lines. This district was set to be Republican through Rogers. They knew they couldn't beat him. And they said the Democrats won't run against him because the Republicans will beat him in the next primary. It will be a Republican district for the next 8 years. And the Democrats weren't going to waste money on the state Democratic Party.
Well, who took Rogers' place? Roger Eddy.
Holbrook.
Holbrook?
Holbrook. No kidding.
Yeah. He didn't take Rogers' place. Roger knocked out and gave it to him.
Well, yeah.
Roger. Did Roger give it to him?
Yep. He resigned, yeah.
Roger went from a $60,000 a year job to $300,000.
So I understand that.
Did Roger have any
Did he have input into who was picked? That was my question.
Sorry?
Did Roger have input into who was picked?
No. Oh, absolutely not. No.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. Roger was running to right up to the end of it.
Tell you what.
Yeah, it's okay, Doug. I'll talk to you later.
Roger Eddy, guy from Mattoon, probably two of the finest legislatures in the state of Illinois. They did more for helping locally than any legislatures I've ever seen.
What guy from Mattoon?
Don't ask me names now. Okay. I haven't seen your moments. Oh, the senator from Mattoon.
Tim Johnson?
No.
Oh, Dale Ryder?
Dale Ryder.
Do any other water business to take care of? I'd like a motion to adjourn then.
Make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adjourn.
We're adjourned.
How come I didn't come tonight?